Episode 1817, Consistency Comes by Discipline.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people try. Happy New Year! It is here. Finally, the celebration can begin. Welcome in to 2020. It's all about health, wellness, living your best selfie. Consistency comes by discipline. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I hope you are ready for an absolutely incredible start to a new year, to a brand new decade. 2020, don't you love the sound of it? You're on the edge of glory with the start to this new year. Make your mark this first day of the decade. Consistency comes by discipline. Are you one who is looking toward living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you're not alone. I mean, basically like 93% or more of us set New Year's resolutions. Now, if you didn't listen to yesterday's episode, go back, listen to that because it's all about intention. But that's a secret that you can listen to later. But I want you to fast forward to this moment right now. You are wanting something different than where you are. So you want a healthier lifestyle. You're not alone. However, if you set yourself up for success, you will be one of the few left living out your healthy lifestyle come February. You see, out of that 93%, only about half of them are going to actually continue working on their goals past February. And then guess what? It gets less and less and less and less. So many people have good ideas and goals about how they want to live their lives. I'm sure you've already gone through in your head about 25 different things you would like done differently, newer, whatever your perspective is. You're like, if I could do this, this would be awesome, right? We dream in our head. And New Year, it does that to us. Just, it's like, okay, whoa, it's a fresh start. But then reality begins to set in, right? Because we talk about it. Everything sounds good, both in our head and out loud. And guess what? People are all in with you. Oh, I'm going to be there. I'm going to support you. But then you know it happens, right? Reality sets in. Real life happens. And some things have to be put on hold. And unfortunately, it usually is your own goals, your own dreams. Yet this year, it's going to be a spectacular year. Not only is the year 2020 cool enough by title, I mean, come on, if you like numbers, 2020, woo, I love it. But you are going to set yourself up for greatness because the work you will do now instead of regretting life later. Consistency comes by discipline. Without discipline, it's hard to be consistent in your actions. And without consistency, you can become relaxed in how you pursue your goals. Your mental attitude needs to be on point in order to keep your head and body in the game. It takes two. I love what John Maxwell says. Motivation gets you going, but discipline keeps you growing. You have got to be your biggest fan and toughest team player. You've got to be willing to do the hard work when you don't want to. Those temptations are going to come around every corner. They're going to say peekaboo, then they're going to scare you. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, I wasn't prepared for this. You can't let them derail your confidence in keeping the discipline and maintaining consistency. Discipline creates freedom. Robin Sharma says this, discipline is built by consistently performing small acts of courage. Are you ready for those small acts of courage to start right now, this new year? Well, it's time to step it up. Train for life. Be fabulous. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Train for life. Be fabulous. That F-A-B is what we're going to focus on. Fab. You want something different or better than where you are right now. That could be anything. Now, obviously, we're talking about health and wellness, but you can apply this to writing a book, how you're going to run your business, Maybe you're going to go and buy your dream home. You can use all of these three fab steps in what you want to do to train for life. So let's break them down. Number one, flex your mental muscle. You need to continue to strengthen your mental agility with your goals at hand. You're creating a cohesive plan to adhere to even when you don't feel like it. Your mental capability has to adhere to your lifestyle goals, what you want. Just because you've had a bad day doesn't give you permission to eat a half gallon of ice cream. May sound good, but it's not going to add to where you want to go with your goals and living a healthier lifestyle. A bad day is no longer an excuse when you are training for life. So flex your mental muscle. Number two, adapt your body to a schedule. It's about finding a rhythm to your day. Have you ever tried to work out with silence? Like no music or no TV, there's nothing happening in the background. Now, I know if you're doing yoga or Pilates, that might be a really good thing. If you're meditating, that could even be a good thing. However, if you're doing resistance training and strength training, you're running and you've got that last 10 minutes to kick it out, silence is really hard to work out to. Because in your mind, you've got to be going, come on, you got this, you got this. You're singing your own tune, right? That's what I mean by adapting your body to a schedule. You have got to find the rhythm in your day. Now, every day may be the same, or it could vary based on your activities, commitments, your non-negotiables. In order to build a lifestyle, the more proficient you must become in building a schedule. So adapt your body. You got to find that rhythm. What is it? Is it getting up 30 minutes early? Is it getting up at 4 o'clock and going to bed, yes, at 9 o'clock? Hey, guess what? That's okay. Just think about it. You're going to get a lot of better shut eye and you're probably going to get more done in the morning because that is when your body says, hello world, here I am. So adapt your body to a schedule. And finally, number three, fab, right? Fabulous. You're fabulous. Build integrity with yourself. You have got to believe and trust yourself. It's easy to build integrity with others. Think about it, right? You do it with your coworkers. You do it with your friends, your spouse, even your children. You do anything and everything to say, hey, I am there for you. But how many promises and dreams have you broken with yourself? Too many. So build integrity with yourself. Perform small acts of courage. For example, set an hourly goal. Maybe you're one who needs to drink more water. And when you think about it, you're like, okay, I can drink more water. I don't drink enough now anyway, but okay, I can do this. And someone tells you, guess what? You need to start by drinking 36 ounces of water a day. You're like, I don't even drink a glass a day. How am I going to get 36 ounces? That task seems daunting. You're already overwhelmed by it. But what would happen if you said, you know what? Every hour I'm awake, I'm going to drink at least about 2 ounces. So not a gulp where you're like drowning yourself, but a good 2 ounces. If you did that for 18 hours, that's a pretty good day, right? 18-hour day. How many ounces of water is that if you're drinking 2 ounces? 36 ounces of water. Guess what? You only have to drink 2 ounces of water an hour. Now, doesn't that seem a lot more manageable? You're setting yourself up for success. Or maybe for you, it's a morning or afternoon goal. Like in the morning, I need to do this. Maybe it's I've got to work out. And in the evening, it's I'm going to write in my gratitude journal. Great. Set those specific time frames. Block it out. You've got to build integrity for yourself, that belief. Plato says this, the first and greatest victory is to conquer self. So it starts with you. Build that integrity. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. The new year brings about an opportunity for a fresh start, a way to jumpstart the direction you will go. Now it's exciting, isn't it? I know I woke up yesterday going, oh my gosh, tomorrow is it. I am so looking forward to it. Now you should see my list. I got to tell you, my decade list, whoo, scares the pants off of me. My year list, I'm like, okay, is doable. My 6 month goals, I'm like, okay, that's a little tougher. And my 2 to 3 month attacks, oh yeah, I better hang on tight. I'm really going to be hanging on God's provision. Because I'm like, seriously, this is what is going to happen? This is what I'm aiming for? You know what? I'm already putting question marks in my own head. But guess what? That's okay. Because I'm going to build in the fabulous part of training for life. Flexing my mental muscle, adapting my body to a schedule, and building integrity with myself. It's one step at a time. It's a baby step. Every single moment I have. And guess what? If you fall off the wagon, just get back up and start right where you left off. No judgment, only forgiveness. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is your day to shine, the beginning of a brand new year and a beautiful decade. I pray many blessings and a prosperous new year over you. And that God will protect not only you, but your family and the world that you touch. Go out today. Live, love, impact. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. A happy new year. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.